I'm Dr. Michel Audin. I am French. I'm originally a surgeon. I might say that I've been one of the last real general surgeons, one of the surgeons trained in the 1950s. That is to say that we were trained at that time to do any sort of surgery, broken legs, gallbladder surgery, prostate surgery, and cesarean sections. And this was the time when the new technique, the modern technique of cesarean section, was introduced. And it was easy for a young surgeon to learn this new technique. This is how I became interested in the birth process, why some women cannot give birth and others can. That's how I became interested in the effect of the environment on how women give birth, how they can have the first relationship with their baby. It's how, in the 1970s, in a French state hospital, we try to change radically what used to be the conventional environment. I must say that this was in France in the 1970s. The 1970s was just after the famous student revolution of May 1968. That was a time when, in France, there was a sort of watchword, which was, it's forbidden to forbid. It means that we are very creative, audacious. So it's in this context that in a state hospital, one day, we dared to replace a conventional delivery room into a small home-like birthing room, so that women could forget that they were in a hospital. It was very audacious at that time. And it's in the same context that we took into account the fact that when in labor, many women were obviously attracted by water. They were asking, can I have a shower, can I have a bath, and so on. So one day I went to a shop around the corner and I bought a small inflatable plastic blue paddling pool, you know, the sort of paddling pool you have in the garden for the children. We found a space in the maternity unit for this paddling pool, and this is the beginning of the history of birthing pools in hospitals. So when a laboring woman is immersed in water at temperature of the body, this can facilitate the birth process during a limited period of time, around an hour and a half. This is what must be understood. And that will be a way to reduce the need for drugs, because the objective is to reduce the need for drugs. All drugs have side effects. You know. The goal is to facilitate the first stage of labor. The goal is not to have a baby born in water. Of course, it can happen. If a woman has not the time to get out of water, it can happen. It's a possibility. In this case, it's perfectly safe. But what can be dangerous is to plan a birth in the water. Having said that, we might say that the birthing pool might become an effective way, a safe way, a cheap way to compete with epidural anesthesia. You know that so many women now give birth with an epidural anesthesia, a way to disturb their hormonal balance, the hormonal balance of mother and baby during this critical period. Nobody knows what can be the effect at the level of a civilization of a whole generation born that way. So it's important to offer some alternative to epidural anesthesia, and the use of birthing pool is one of these alternatives.